The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Seita Daf Tezvav. The Mishnah on Tezvav on the day says that when he goes into the Heichal, the Kohen, and needs to find dirt to use for the Afar Seita, for the combination of dirt and water that he needs for Afar Seita, it says, Ponali Minoi, he goes into the right, he turns to his right, and there was a place, Amal Amal, he lifted off the cover, the Tavla Shashayish, the marble cover, and over there he finds dirt, he takes dirt from underneath, and that's what he uses, he mixes it with the water, and that's how he has Afar Seita. When he comes in, why is he turned to the right? The Gemara says, to Amar Mar, we have a klal, we have a rule, it's not down from a pasuk, or at least in a smachta, from a pasuk in Nach, in Divrei Yomim, ko pina shat apoyna, any turns that you make, any time you have to make a turn in halacha, lo yuhu el derech imin, it should always be to the right. Therefore, when the Kohen enters the Heichal, he right away makes a right. He makes a right turn. Never make a left, we always make a right turn. Where else in Shas do we find this cloud, this rule applied? It's originally stated in the Gemara in Zvachman of Samach Beis and Beis, that's where the Pasuk is. The Gemara over there is discussing the positioning of the Kevis, the ramp, going up to the Mizbeach. And the question is, if this ramp should be put north of the Mizbeach, or should we put south of the Mizbeach? And the Gemara says that it has to be put south of the Mizbeach. And the reason is that we have a drasha that when the Kohen, a drasha from a different Pasuk, a Pasuk in Yecheskel, that when the Kohen goes up at the Mizbeach, he has to first go to the Mizrach. As opposed to going to the Ma'ariv, he should first go to the Mizrach side of the Mizbeach, and as such, he should walk around. Now, the Gemara brings the Pasuk from which we learn that we always have to be going to the right. So the Gemara says that you have to put the kevish, the ramp, on the south side of the Mizbeach, and therefore the Kohen is walking from south to north, and as he's walking from south to north, when he gets to the top of the ramp and reaches the Mizbeach, he'll be able to make a right turn and go to the Mizrach and go to the east, because we have a drasha from Pasuk in Yecheskel that the Kohen has to first go to the Mizrach side of the Mizbeach as he makes his circle around the Mizbeach to do whatever avodah he has to do. If the ramp will be located on the north, the Kohen will be located, would be walking from north to south, and we will get, when we reach the Mizbeach, in order to get to the Mizrach, he would have to make a left turn. We don't want that. We have our drasha that he has to be making a right turn, as the Gemara Zorachim makes over there from Pasuk and Divrei Yomim, and therefore the ramp must be placed to the south of the Mizbeach. So the very positioning of the ramp in the Azar of the Beis Mikdash is actually based on our rule, Kopinish at the point of Lo Yehu El Derech Imin. The Gemara in Yuma in a few places uses this cloud, Kopinish at the point of Lo Yehu El Derech Imin. There's a Shaila Nimadav Tezvav, whenever the Kohen has to do a Matanus of Shtaim Shem Arba, that he makes his rika on two corners of the Mizbeach, and two corners of Mizrachus Tzfinus, the northeast, and Maravus Deroyan is the southwest. And the question is, which one do you do first? Do you first do the Zrika on the northeast, or first do the one on the southwest? And the Gemara says, because of this cloud, Kapinish at the point of Lo Yehu El Derech Imin, you first do the one on the northeast, because that's the corner that the Kohen reaches first. Also, on Yuma Daf Mehem Aleph, the Gemara explains that which it says in the Mishnah, that on a regular day, the Kohen walks up the Kevish, walks up the ramp on the right side of the ramp, and when he goes down, he goes down the left side of the ramp. On the Kangoda, on Yom Kippur is different, he goes right up and down the middle of the ramp. But on a regular day, the Kohanim are going up, go up on the right side of the ramp, and those who go down on the left side. And the Gemara says the reason is, because since when they get to the top, they're going to have to make a right turn and go around this Mizbeach, making a circle starting from the right side. So therefore, it makes sense they should first go up on the right side of the ramp. And this way, when they get to the top of the ramp, top of the Kevish, when they get to the Mizbeach, they'll already be close to where they have to start. They'll just veer to the right and make a circle around the Mizbeach. When they get to the other end, they'll go off what's near to them then, which is actually the left side of the Kevish. So now there's the positioning of the Kevish based on our Klav Kopinish at the point, Lo Yehu El Derech Imin, that one should always veer to their right. But also, the system of how the Kohanim go up and down the Kevish is also based on that. And Yuman Afnu Chesma Bezes Machlegis Nivye Seglili Rebbe Kiva by the Matanis of the Dam Par and Dam Sar and Yom Kippurim on Yom Kippur, which are done on Mizbeach HaPnimi, on Mizbeach HaZav, inside the Kodesh, after the Achas, the Malah Shevel Matla, that's done in the Kodesh Gdoshim, and after it's on the Peroiches, the Dam Par and the Dam Sar are mixed together, and then there's Matanis made on the four corners of the Mizbeach HaZav, and the question is what order it should be done. So Rebbe Kiva has his own reasons why he says what he says to do over there, based on his own drushes. Rebbe Seglili over there applies our rule of Kopinish at the point Lo Yehu El Derech Imin. He figures out based on the pasuk where the Kohen Gadol should be starting from, and once he has a starting point for the Kohen Gadol, so then he goes around working towards his right. always going towards his right. So we have over here many things in the Beis Hamikdash that are done, from the case of Afar Saita, to the positioning of the Kevesh, to the root taken to go up the Kevesh, the Matanas of Shtayim Shem Arba Mizbeach Achitzin, the Matanas of Kan Golda Mizbeach Apnimi, according to basic Lili, many different things that are based on this rule that one should always veer to the right. The truth is that it's not just something that applies in the Beis Hamikdash, it's Allah which applies nowadays, this Manazah it also, in many areas of Allah. And we're going to show how many places in Allah, in the Rechaim, it comes up, this Allah, Kapinish Hatapani, Lo Yuhel Derachamin, many things that we do on a regular basis, whether in shul or otherwise, are based on this klal, this rule that we always go to the right. The Shulchan Aruch says it's the Mekub Chav Ches, Malachos in the Sias Kapayim, Malachos of Kainim Duchening in shul in Sif Yud Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch says that the Kahanim, when they start off Duchening, so in the beginning, before the Duchening begins, they are facing the Aron Kodesh. Then they have to turn around and face the Olam. They have to face the Tzibur, the benching in Klal Yisrael, the benching in Yidden. So which way do they turn around? How do they turn when they turn around when it comes time for Duchening? When the Chazan calls for them, which way do they turn? They're facing towards the Aron Kodesh, and now they have to turn around to face towards the Tzibur. So here we apply this rule of Kopina Shatapina Lo Yuhel Derechemin, and they have to turn to their right in order to face the Tzibur, in order to give the bracha to the Tzibur. And since the Gehanim, when they started off before Duchanim, they are facing the Aron Kodesh, and now they have to turn towards the right to get towards the Tzibur. So therefore, you have to imagine the Gehanim standing facing the Aron Kodesh and making a right, which is towards the Darim, towards the southern side of the shul, and now when they finish turning around, they're facing the Tzibur, which is towards the Meir, towards the west. Then when they finish Duchanim, and it comes time for Sim Shalom, for the Chazan to finish Chazaras Hashatz, they continue their circle, still working to their right, and they go towards the south and towards the northern side, and then they finish up, getting back to where they started, facing the Mizrach, facing the Aron Kodesh, until the end of Chazaras Hashatz. So the Gehanim, when they Duchan, the circle they turn from the Aron Kodesh to face the Tzibur, and then after Duchanim, from the Tzibur to face the Aron Kodesh, is based on this rule, that they have to turn Derech Yamin. There's halacha in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph Siv Zayin, but which route a person should take when they get an aliyah to get to the bima. And there the halacha is in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph Siv Zayin, that the person is getting an aliyah and he's going towards the bima, he should take the shortest route possible. And after his aliyah, he should take a longer route to get back to his seat. What if the two routes are equal? What if he sits in the front of the shul or in the back of the shul? It's equidistant. There's no difference to him, which is longer, which is shorter, to get to the bima. So then it says that when he's going to the bima, he goes towards his right. If he has a choice of which way to go, to maneuver around the tables, around the standers, he maneuvers to his right in order to get to the bima. And then when he's going back, he finishes the circle after his aliyah, or after the next aliyah, when he goes back to his seat, he finishes the circle to go back to the seat, the opposite way of the way he came, because right now, that's the way which is to his right. But he goes there, chimin. And Mr. Bruce says, this halacha applies not just by an individual who's getting an aliyah, but there's also such a halacha when the chazan takes a sefer Torah after the Aron Kodesh, and now he's going to the bima. So now this is more similar to the kahanim, he's starting off by the Aron Kodesh, and he's going towards the bima to bring the sefer Torah to the bima. So the Mishnah Berurah says the same halacha applies, that he goes to his right. The difference is that here, by the case of the Kahanim, they started facing their Aron Kodesh, and now they're turning around towards the Tzibur, so that for them to veer to their right, they go to the Dorim side, to the southern side. And afterwards, when they complete the circle, they go around the north. Here, the Chazan is actually facing the Tzibur, he's facing everybody when he begins, and now he has to walk towards the Bima. So he starts going, his route to get to the Bima, he goes on the southern side, on the northern side to get to the Bima. That's the way the Chazan goes. Imagine the Chazan facing the Tzibur, facing everybody, and he's holding up his right hand, and he's holding the Sefer Torah on his right side. Imagine he'll hold up his right hand, and that's the direction he would go. So that's the direction, that's the route he uses to get to the Bima. Then the way back, when it comes to putting the Sefer Torah away, so that's again, the route he uses is the one that's his right side. Here he's standing by the Bima, and he's facing the Aron Kodesh, so he goes to his right. Imagine again, he would hold up his right hand, and that's the direction he would go. So he goes on the southern side over here. It's actually the opposite of the way the Kahanim turn around, because the Kahanim are facing the Aron Kodesh, and then they turn around to the Tzibur, and then after Duchening is over, they turn back to the Aron Kodesh. The Chazan is starting off facing the Tzibur already, and he has to get to the Bima. So he goes to his right to get to the Bima. And after Hagba, and after when the Sefer Torah is being put away, he goes around the other way, he completes the circle in order to return the Sefer Torah to the Aron Kodesh. In Siman Kuf Lamed Daled, it's discussed the dinim of Hagba. As we mentioned, Hagba discussed the dinim of Hagba. And here also this halacha applies, that the person who's doing Hagba, he should first go to his right. The Mashmoyis will be over there, and the Achrenim, and the Mishtabur, and other Achrenim, is that the one who's making Hagba should make a complete circle. He should pick up the Sefer Torah, hold it open to everyone. He should turn to his right. Imagine the side that his right hand is on. That's the direction he should turn first, and make a complete circle. Many people seem to have the minhag that the one who does Hagba does not make one complete circle. complete circle. Rather, he first turns to one side and shows the Sefer Torah, then he turns back to the other side and shows the Sefer Torah. But whichever way one is doing Hagbah, whichever way one's Maseirah is, that's the correct way to do Hagbah. He should first go to his right side. If he's making a complete circle, he should turn to his right and make a complete circle that way. If he's showing it to the two sides, he should first turn to his right and only afterwards turn to his left. This is very clearly the Halacha Mishnah talks about over there. Mishnah Berurah is in the Kufla Amadal, it's a contest. It's a little bit tricky, a little bit complicated how to read the Mishnah Berurah, because he brings from the Afrinim, they seem to have been working the Hagbah, done a little differently, that the one who's doing Hagbah is standing on the Mizrach of the table, which means the Bima. He's standing to the east of the Bima. He's standing to the east of the Bima means he's standing between the Bima and the Aron Kodesh, and that's where he's starting to do Hagbah. He's standing on the Mizrach side of the Bima, and he's facing towards the Tzibur, similar to the Chazan when he brings the Sefer Torah down. He's standing to the eastern side of the Bima, facing the Tzibur, and that's how the Achren discussed doing Hagbah. But the way we would apply it in our times, in our way of doing Hagbah, is that the person who's doing Hagbah is standing actually to the Meir side, to the west of the Bima, and he's not really facing the Tzibur. He holds up the Sefer Torah, and then he would first veer to his right side, and then complete the circle to his left, or then turn around to the left side. But either way, we are applying the rule, Kapinish at the point of, Limin at the point of. The Berhetiv over there actually brings the Halacha of Hadu Hagbah, together with the Halacha, which we discussed in Simakuf Mamalot, of what the correct way, the correct route for the Chazan to take when he's bringing the Sefer Torah to the Bima. The Achranim seem to have had a different way of a different positioning of the Hagbah than we do. But either way, it comes out that we apply this rule of turning to the right. So we have so far Beduchening, it applies to the Kahanim, it applies to the Chazan when he brings the Sefer Torah to the Bima, it applies to any individual person who gets an Aliyah, if he has two equidistant routes to take to get to the Bima, he should first go to his right, he should choose the one that involves going to his right side. It applies to anybody who gets Hagbah, whichever way one's doing Hagbah, one should first turn to his right side. That's what we have in terms of everyday practice involving the Sefer Torah. Now, there's some halachas which don't apply on a day-to-day basis, which also appear in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, which also work the same way. They also are based on this klal, on this rule of Kapinish HaTapayna, Limin HaTapayna. On Sukkot, we take the lulav, we take the dalminim, we make the bracha, and then we do nanum, we shake it, we shake the lulav. And that's what we do by halal, by haidu, by anashem. We do nanum, we shake the lulav. How do we do nanum? What's the correct seder, the correct order? How do nanum? So Shulchan Aruch says, in Hilchos Lulav, it's in the top ration of Alasif Yod, Yaakov Derech Yemin Benanoi. He should go Derech Yemin, go to his right side, should make a circle on his right side when he shakes them. Mizrach Darim Meir Tzofen. That means, again, assuming that the person is doing the Nanum, he's shaking his Dalminim, he's shaking his Lulav, he's facing towards the Mizrach, he's facing towards the Aron Kodesh and Shul, he should first shake straight ahead into the Mizrach, then he should turn to his right, to the Dharam side, to the southern side, then the Meir side, which is behind him, doesn't have to actually turn around, he could just shake the Dalminim behind him, backwards, and then to the southern side, to the northern side of the Shul. And the reason is that he's this way making a full circle, east, south, west, and north, is being a full circle and going to the right the whole time. He's going to the right, he's going clockwise the entire time. And that's the correct way to do Nanum on the Lulav. There are other shitas, maybe a Pikabola, that say to do it differently, but there's a conventional Mahalach, the Minig of Ashkenaz, is to do it like this. Now, Peter, what he says in Shulchan Aruch is making one full rotation, one full circle clockwise going to the right side, and it's based on our klal, on our rule of Kopinish HaTapoina, Limin HaTapoina. Then, if you turn to Simon Tafresh Samuch, there it discusses when we do a Shanus and we go around the Bima. This is also located in Hukos Lulav. This also applies in Sukkos. By a Shanus, we make a full circle with the Dalminim, with the Lulav and the Etzer, and we go around the Bima. So here the same halacha applies. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Tafresh Samuch, Sif Alav, Shayim Akivnes Mezbeach, we go the same way they were Makif Mezbeach, while Kavos Atzad Yemin, you have to go to the right side, you make a circle to the right side. And Mr. Brewer explains that since everyone is facing towards the Sefer Torah on the Bima, the Sefer Torah are on the Bima, one Sefer Torah or Shana Rabba, we have all the Sefer Torah by the Bima, and now everyone is on the Mizrach side and has to turn around to face the Sefer Torah and start circling. So therefore it's similar to when the Chazan takes the Sefer Torah out of the Aron Kodesh, like we said about Kriyas HaTorah, every Shabbos, every Monday and Thursday, whenever we have Kriyas HaTorah, that the Chazan takes the Sefer Torah out and he starts going, facing towards the Bima. Once he turns towards the Bima, then he makes a circle, which is clockwise to him at that point, first going to the northern side, and then to the Meir side. So the Ashanas were in the same position. We're facing towards the Bima, so to speak. And the Chazan, who originally started facing the Kodesh, he has to turn around also the same way as everyone else. So even though he doesn't put his back to the open Aron Kodesh, but he also goes the same way as everyone else. He goes as if he'd be facing the Bima. What's clockwise to him at that point would be to first go towards the northern side and make one full rotation. That's how everyone does. That's how the whole world does it by Ashanas. It's all based on this cloud of Kopinish HaTapoina, Limin HaTapoina. Now this halacha applies also by Lokas Ner Chanago. Once lying the menorah, this appears in Sima Tafresh Ayin Vav, Siv Vav, that this is how the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, how one should light the menorah. It's actually in Sifei, not Sifbov. And the Machaber says, Yaskal Halak Belo Rishon, you should start lighting on the first night, Benir HaYesi Mini, in the rightmost Ner. Then the second night, when it's Moshef another Ner, he adds a second Ner, he should add one to the left, and start with a new Ner, that's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. The best is to make the bracha on the new Ner, the one that's added that night, and then go to the right. And every night you add another one to the left, and you start from the new one, the leftmost one, and work your way to the right. Now there are those who argue Mishnah Berurah brings down, this is a sheet of the Marshal. There's a different sheet over here, but how to light the Nechanuk and the Marshal and the Gro. They have a different sheet, you should go from right to left. They feel that's better to start from the old one, the original one, not from the new one. And they're talking about the case of once lighting in the Pesach, in the doorway, that was done as Mount Chazal, and still done today in Eretz Yisrael, and Chutzlar, to light the other place by the window or inside, but they're talking about lighting in the doorway, so they feel it's more important to start from the right side, that's closer within the Tefach, Hasmucha, to the Pesach, to the doorway, so they have a different opinion how to do it. There's a third opinion by Lachos Nechanukah, which is the opinion of the Taz. The Taz basically also do the opposite of the Shulchan Aruch, he also do from right to left. But his opinion is also based on Kopina Shatapoina, Limina Tapoina. The Taz also, because you have to always go to the right, so therefore when you make the Bracha, now comes time to light the first Ner, which one's the first Ner? You see all the nares in front of you, let's say it's already deep into Hanukkah, a few nares in front of you, you have to turn to the rightmost one, because that's the one that's the minute at the point. You have to go to the rightmost one and light it first. Once you do that one first, the natural way to continue is to continue from right to left. You do the next one that's closest to the right, and the one after that's closest to the right, that's the way you continue. And at any given moment, you're lighting the one that's most to the right, the one that's most to the min, that's available. So effectively, you're lighting from right to left. However, the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is that since we want to finish at the point, we at the point, we want you going to the right, so therefore in the beginning we hold the candle, which we're lighting with at the times of the bracha, all the way to the left, and then we work our way across from left to right. So the Mishnah Berurah basically says the Ovid Kamara, all the shittas are legitimate, whether you want to do like the Shulchan Aruch, or like the opinion of the Marshal and the Gro, which is a whole different shita, whether you want to do it the Levush and the Taz, the Taz is really based on the Levush, that the way to do Kapinish to Pahina, Limina to Pahina is the opposite in this case. Mishnah Berurah says whichever way one wants to do it, whichever way one's minig is, that's legitimate. But the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, which is the conventional way how most people do to go from left to right, is based on our cloud, Kapinish at the Pahina, Limina to Pahina, and the opinion of the Taz, which is basically to go from right to left, is also based on our cloud, Kapinish at the Pahina, Limina to Pahina. You have to first make sure to get yourself to the rightmost there, and then the next rightmost, and so on and so forth. The Taz is based on the Shita of Levush. Levush is a whole different version of Kapinish at the Pahina, Limina to Pahina, and therefore Levush argues on many of the things that we said and many of the other halachas. However, we always do like it says Shulchan Aruch. In this case, the Taz, for his reasons, feels that Levush is a legitimate shita when it comes to Ner Chanukah, based on the way the Taz feels the appropriate way to light the menorah is. And therefore, over here, Mishnah Berurah says one is the option of doing like the Levush and the Taz. However, the general way that most people light Ner Chanukah, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, to start from the left to work the way across to the right, based on what it says in our Gemara, which is based on the Asmachta of Apostolic and Devar Yavim in the Gemara Zvachim, that Kopinish at the Pony, Limit at the Pony, which always work the way across to the right. That's the direction in which one goes in halacha.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.